Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 31st. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 10 and 3 quarter cents at 748 and 3 quarters. May wheat down 21 and a quarter cents at 1006. And May beans down 45 and 3 quarter cents at 1618 and a quarter. December corn made a new contract high and high close, up 27 and 3 quarter cents at 683 and 3 quarters. We traded limit up for a few minutes at 691. It was there for only for about 5 minutes or so. Then we broke off as the beans started to break. Obviously, the reports bullish for the corn, bearish for the beans. Corn 89.5, 3.8 million acres less, and the beans up 3.8 million from a year ago. They made a much bigger shift, or they're intending on making a bigger shift out of corn into beans than I would have guessed. I've always said farmers love to grow, plant corn, grow corn, and harvest corn, and getting them out of the rotation is pretty tough. But I guess with input costs as high as they are, and maybe a lack of fertilizer around and other inputs, and you know, bean prices where they were, guys decided to plant a lot more beans. Now, I would say that if we have really good weather in the month of April and farmers can get into the fields, these numbers are going to change and maybe drop 1.5 million, maybe 2 million acres. But if we have a cold, wet spring and trouble, farmers have trouble getting in, these numbers will probably hold. I would say that the numbers are bearish enough that when the USDA goes and budgets in the carryout on the April WASDE report, they've got to make a cut out there, and that could be fairly friendly. Obviously, if we do plant 89.5 million acres of corn, we're going to need big bushels. We're going to need above trend line yield. Otherwise, these stocks can get very tight. So we'll be certainly watching the WASDE report in April and the weather in April to see where this thing can go. The wheat number came in at 47.4. That's up 700,000 acres from last year. Durham wheat came in about 280,000 more, but the spring wheat was down about 220. So the Minneapolis wheat was strong. May closed up 21.5 cents out here. The wheat really didn't break till late, but we had huge ranges here, huge volatility. The wheat was strong early, broke at 30 or 40 cents, rallied back to new highs on the report, and then broke as much as 72 cents off the highs to close down 21.25. The beans had a big range too. It was about a 67 cent range from high to low. The corn finished 21 cents off of its highs. So the volatility was certainly there today. But, you know, the D's corn did make a new contract high and high close on the last day of the month. Certainly it looks good on the charts, but whether or not we'll see some profit taking tomorrow and whether this is it or not, I think remains, you know, to be seen with whatever the April weather is going to be. But I would say the pros will buy the corn before the WASDE report, expecting something friendly there. So that's about it. Interesting day, interesting closes. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.